are listening to me, Bible Thinker. Yeah. Hi, my name is Bible Finkel, Father Schwinkel's son, and I'm a really neat kid. And once during the summer, so I went to my friend's dad's restaurant to work there to get a little bit of money to buy a new pair of roller skates and stuff, and I got paid like minimum wage, like 36 cents an hour and stuff. And so every time that I went to the restaurant, so before that, I would have to take a shower and brush my teeth, and I hate doing that. Because every time I go to Grandma Sprint's house, she makes me do that. Oh. And I would also have to put on fancy schmancy pants that didn't have any holes in them or have any dirt on them and stuff. And also this blue shirt that said my name in it, just in case I forgot if somebody asked me. And also the worst part was that I had to wear this really long white apron that wasn't really my size. And every time I would try to serve somebody soup, I would fall flat into the soup and on my face. Don't ask, it was really embarrassing and stuff. And the reason that my friend's dad hired me was to be the waiter and stuff, to serve people. And just don't ask what happened over there. I mean, people would order the most ridiculous things and stuff. Like, for example, this one guy walked in and sat down, and I asked him, like, what he wants to eat and stuff, and he told me he wants to have a salami sandwich. And he asked for a special order of salami and peanut butter and ketchup and lemon juice. It was getting out of hand. I mean, I almost threw up when I was serving it to him. And oh my gosh, I have to tell you this story. There was this other guy who walked into the restaurant, and at first I thought he was normal because he ordered a hot dog and a bun, but then I thought that maybe not, because he also wanted, besides the hot dog, he wanted applesauce and egg salad and spaghetti and sprinkles. And then there was this one other guy that I never forget about in my entire life, because he walked in holding this massive fork and knife, and he already had a massive bib around his neck already, and he was singing, give me food, I want dessert. So I was like, whoa, take it easy. And then you would not believe what he ordered for dessert. I'm telling you, listen, he ordered an entire watermelon. I'm telling you, really, a full 10-pound watermelon. And he wanted margarine on the left side of his plate and salsa only on the right side of his plate. Like, come on. And then he wanted a side dish of French fries. And then when I finally brought it out to him, so he wanted duck sauce to sprinkle on top of the whole thing. Ah, gross. And then, there was this other guy that walks in, he looks at the menu and orders salmon fish, right? Okay, so far so good. But then, you know what he ordered with his salmon fish? Whoa! He ordered sugar and oatmeal and mustard and jelly? Like, come on! So, you know what I decided to do? I decided to quit and stuff. So I went to my friend's dad and I told him the entire story of what he ordered and stuff. But then I made a decision not to quit, because my friend's dad told me that that man was his father and stuff. Then, since I decided not to quit, so I told my friend's dad to pay me and stuff, because I worked really, really hard. And he told me to wait till tomorrow, because he didn't really make a living tonight and stuff. So I told him to wait a minute, because, like, I gotta get paid tonight, because that's today's mitzvah and stuff, positive mitzvah number 200 and stuff, that if you hire a worker, so you have to pay him on time, and also negative mitzvah number 238 and stuff, that you're not allowed to hold back from paying a worker on time and stuff. And so my friend's dad agreed to pay me, but right then, I saw this guy, he ordered a potato juice with onions. Oh man, just thinking about it makes me nauseous. It was really nauseating. And then I just basically passed out into this big pot of soup. But it wasn't just plain soup, because it just happened to be the soup that that guy ordered, which was an avocado soup with beans and cornflakes and sardine fish and chocolate syrup and salad dressing and... You're listening to me. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, same fox.